Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.
Oh my God, now Pebbles got Melissa into this red table talk thingy.
I've been watching it. I don't know. Wasn't just as vocal about it, but I've been watching it.
It's Hot 96.9. It's the Get Up Crew. What was yesterday's?
So I was excited to watch this recent episode. This is Jada Pinkett Smith's Facebook Watch show. I was excited to watch the one that came out yesterday because it was her talking to Leah Remini, who is the actress who I absolutely love her. She was very heavy into Scientology growing up. And, you know, she had a book that came out where she left the church.
Yeah.
And she was very vocal about speaking against it now and trying to get people out of it and to explain, like, the bad things about it or whatever. But one of the things that happened was she wrote a book, and in the book she called out Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith for being Scientologists when they're not Scientologists.
Really?
And so her friendship with them suffered because of it. They ended up getting into a fight. They ended up not being friends, and they went years without speaking. So it made me think, like, that's a really big thing to yeah. say about somebody if it's not true. So I was just thinking about, like, what do you think? What's the biggest rumor that a friend or maybe an enemy has spread about you?
Okay.
And that people ran with? Because I know, Romero, it's happened to you many times.
Oh, it happens to me every day. One time I was at a Stop and Shop because I was listening to the cashier and the bagger dude. One of them was like, yeah, that dude looks like Romero. And this is when I was with my ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy's like, nah, man, it's not Romero. He's gay. And
wow.
And that guy's with his wife. Romero's gay. And the other dude was like.
And they were arguing about
it? They were arguing. Like, one of them's defending me. And one of them was saying I'm gay. Now, at this point, it was in too deep, so I couldn't say I was me.
Right.
So I wanted to see who was going to win the argument.
Right.
And I think I ended up being gay.
Okay.
I would have loved to hear, like, what made them, like, where he got the idea that you were gay. Like, you know, how do you know he's gay? Well, guess what? Somebody told me.
That's
that
what
they
I wanted to hear.
Him.
Yeah, no. Right. He was just convinced, though.
They saw him come out of a sex shop.
The Ramrod.
This is Kyle. Kyle, what did people think about you?
Yeah, so I had friends who thought, and coworkers who thought I had done some illegal stuff. My office got burglarized, like, a couple of days before I had to actually leave on a business trip. So I come back, and everyone's like, dude, they're going to call the cops on you. They think that you robbed the office and, like, maybe they killed somebody.
And killed somebody?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was awkward.
So you have a sketchy look.
What?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well,
he does.
I can tell you right now. You do.
And
can I tell you that every time I go to, like, I love, like, mom and pop, like, breakfast diners and stuff like that. Whenever I go to one of those and I see the cook, and the cook has a sketchy look, I don't know why I always think, ah, he's just trying to get his life back together. Right now, he's wanted
God.
By the police. Because whenever you see those cop shows, they always bust them as cooks at a mom-and-pop diner. I'm trying to tell you.
So he's making
random.
Pancakes.
Yeah. They have, like, they have this amazing ability to make breakfast besides robbing and killing people. Sean.
Yes, sir.
What's your thing?
Man, I was in high school and, you know, you're sitting in class, they kind of daydreaming. And the teacher all of a sudden says I'm the Prince of Luxembourg. I kind of look up at him like, what the hell are you talking about? So all of a sudden, at the end of the day, I got, like, every teacher, every coach is kind of saying, like, oh, you know, when are you going to get, you know, find your princess and all this? All the I had a line of girls coming up to me the whole day. It was crazy.
Because they thought
my
you were a prince?
My sister believe him. They thought I was going to be a prince.
Who
thought he was going to be a prince? It wasn't. He was a prince.
Please tell me you didn't cut that rumor off. This sounds like an amazing rumor.
I had that thing going for almost, when I was a senior, I graduated, like, wait, so you weren't a prince?
See, that's a smart man right there, I'm telling you.
Like, wow.
See, there are some bad rumors, and then there are some good rumors.
Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.